This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when it's the culmination coming up of more than a year and a half. No, really, it is that long. We started covering this campaign way back in, April and May of last year when there were folks announcing for the Democratic nomination for president. There were a few people who announced and promptly dropped out. Contesting the Republican nomination for president with President Trump. And here we are, where everything that is said, everything that happens, everything that matters in the next 6 days can literally change the course of history. I don't buy the line that this is the most important election in American history. People have said that about every single election we've had. There's a historian named David Ovshinsky who says that there was an election between U.S. Grant and Horatio Seymour in 1868, where they both claimed this is the most important election in American history. To them, it was. It wasn't a particularly significant election. This one is. I think it clearly is, because the differences between the two candidates are so small and yet so significant. And when I say they're so small, it's not as if we are talking about a very clear agenda either. Well, this of course is one of those things, one of the reasons that so much of what is being debated and talked about right now is very personal in nature, and particularly nasty in nature. The early voting, though, is a phenomenon. And the early voting is unprecedented. This is new. This is very different. And it shows a level of excitement, which they are saying could lead to the biggest turnout since 1908. What was it that was so special about the 1908 election? It was an election between William Howard Taft, who had never been president before, and William Jennings Bryan, who had run for president twice before. Taft won in a landslide, the Republican. But it's hard to figure out why that would have been a particularly exciting election to get people to turn out. With this one, considering the bitterness and the anger and some of the polarizing issues, you can at least begin to understand it. The New York Times, actually, no, it's the Wall Street Journal. And to be taken seriously, it seems to me, they have a piece today about the shifting focus in the campaign and what we can take away from that. It points out that yesterday, the Democratic nominee Joe Biden traveled to Georgia, a state that has voted for the GOP nominee in every presidential election since 1992. Later in the week, he'll head to Iowa, which Mr. Trump won in 2016 by 9 points, after former President Obama won it twice. Mr. Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, will travel to Texas and Arizona later in the week. States that voted for Republicans for the past 10 elections in the case of Texas, and the last 5 elections in the case of Arizona. On Wednesday, the president is holding rallies. That's today. 2 rallies in Arizona, one of which is just outside Nevada and meant to reach the Nevada media markets, where a New York Times Siena poll Tuesday showed Mr. Biden leading by 6 percentage points. This is the Wall Street Journal pointing it out, among likely voters. Ms. Harris was set to appear Tuesday in Reno and Las Vegas. Arizona is a very crucial state for both candidates right now. In fact, everybody points to the most crucial of all states, the flippiest and closest, and I believe the two key states that will decide this election are Pennsylvania and Arizona. I am assuming that President Trump will carry Florida. I am assuming that he will probably carry North Carolina and Georgia and a lot of the other swing states that are being looked at as swing states, which are more traditionally Republican. I think President Trump is likely to hold. That's why it all comes down to Arizona and to the Keystone state of Pennsylvania. Travel schedule surpasses, or the early vote total surpasses the tally 4 years ago, when 58.8 million people cast earlier mail-in ballots. Now, with still a week to go, almost 6 days to go, 58.8 million as opposed to 73 million that have cast ballots today? Unbelievable. Mr. Trump projects high confidence. Biden is drawing almost no one, he says. We're drawing tens of thousands of people, he tweeted yesterday morning. If he wins where he won last time, he gets reelected by a wide margin. So said Trump campaign spokesman Tim Murtaugh. He's right, of course. President Trump earned 306 electoral votes last time. That means he can afford to lose three states, if they're the right states, and he still wins. Because you need 270 to win. He's 36 above that if he carries everything he carried last time. And he noted the president's recent travel to Minnesota, New Hampshire, and Nevada. Those were states that Hillary Clinton won very narrowly in 2016, where Trump is going after some of the states captured by his Democratic rival. Polling indicates that's going to be tough for him to win any of those three states, but who knows? Mr. Biden is also spending time this week on offense. He's traveling to Pennsylvania on Monday and then to Florida, Wisconsin, and Michigan later in the week. But the former vice president's campaign is making a risky bet by spending time in the final stretch aiming to flip Republican strongholds like Texas and Georgia. If he wins, Mr. Biden will be hailed for his daring strategy. But if he loses, he will likely be criticized by fellow Democrats, just like Hillary Clinton was, over a visit to Arizona in the final days of the 2016 campaign. That was Hillary Clinton. For not focusing on shoring up the battleground states that are crucial to his victory. Mr. Biden's Tuesday remarks at Warm Springs, Georgia, that was yesterday, were as much about where he was as what he said. The town is tiny with about 400 residents, according to the last sentence, census, but it was home to Franklin D. Roosevelt's getaway during his presidency. And at Warm Springs, he spoke about Roosevelt, obviously trying to evoke some of the Democratic reverence and enthusiasm for FDR.
And the story is told that when Franklin Delano Roosevelt's funeral procession went by, a man collapsed in grief. And the neighbor asked him, "Did you know the president?" The response was, "No," the man said, "but he knew me. He knew me." Few words better describe the kind of president our nation needs right now. A president who is not in it for himself, but for others. A president who doesn't divide us, but unites us. A president who appeals not to the worst in us, but to the best. A president who cares less about his TV ratings and more about the American people. A president who looks not to settle scores, but to find solutions.
Okay, so what are solutions to one of our biggest problems, which has to do with drug addiction and fatal drug addictions? We will get to that amazing story about fentanyl and its costs and marijuana. And yes, its costs. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. Accurate scientific and health news has never... Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved.
You are such a riot.
Okay, there's a new high-tech investment opportunity, which is called Blue Green Water Technologies Limited. It's one of those our crowd companies that could really change the whole world. It deals with toxic blue-green algae, which affect half of all freshwater lakes in the entire world. and cause at least $270 billion in annual economic damage. Now, Blue Green's patented projects open an entirely new market by enabling the treatment of much larger bodies of water. Its products reduce the amount of algicide needed to treat a lake by 99%. Okay, there are projections for 2020 projecting that they do revenue of $2.5 million, but this is going to go up very dramatically. They have a $16 million pipeline for 2021. All of this is available to you. If you're interested in investing in one of these great high-tech companies that, again, like Blue Green Waters Technologies, are changing the world, go to our crowd. Go to the banner at our website. Find out information about this project and so many others. It's a great opportunity, and it costs you absolutely nothing, no obligation at all. Just open your mind to it. Go to our crowd at our website at michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. Speaking of technology and research and science, there's a truly important piece in the New York Times, and not in the normal news sections, not in the normal opinion section. This is in the science section of the New York Times, which I found actually a very useful source of information. And this one asks the question, do you have the heart to safely smoke pot? Maybe not, a growing body of medical reports suggest. Currently, increased smoking of marijuana in public, even in cities like New York, where recreational use remains illegal, though it's no longer prosecuted, that's reinforced a popular belief that smoking pot is safe, even health-promoting. Quote, they quote a Dr. Saloma Kehani, who's a professor of medicine at University of California, San Francisco. You'd think UC San Francisco, he's going to be pro-pot. Not at all. He says, many people think that they have a free pass to smoke marijuana. I even heard a suggestion on public radio that tobacco companies should switch to marijuana because they'd be selling life instead of selling death. But if you already are a regular user of recreational marijuana or about to become one, it would be wise to consider medical evidence that contradicts this view, especially for people with underlying cardiovascular diseases. Compared with tobacco, marijuana causes a fivefold greater impairment of the blood's oxygen-carrying capacity, Dr. Kehani and his colleagues have determined. In a review of medical evidence published in January in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, researchers described a broad range of high risks to the heart and blood vessels associated with the use of marijuana. The authors, led by a cardiologist named Vadupnath Nathan, who is a cardiologist at Brigham and Young Women's Hospital in Boston, point out that marijuana is becoming increasingly potent, and smoking marijuana carries many of the same cardiovascular health hazards as smoking tobacco. Edible forms of marijuana have also been implicated in a possible cause of heart attack, especially when high doses of the active ingredient, THC, are consumed. Okay, one of the things they bring up is another damaging effect that has been linked to marijuana is disruption of the heart's electrical systems, causing abnormal heart rhythms like atrial fibrillation that can result in a stroke. In one survey of marijuana smokers, the risk of stroke was increased more than threefold. These various findings suggest, reports the New York Times, that a person need not have underlying coronary artery disease to experience cardiovascular dysfunction resulting from the use of pot. The researchers found that an analysis of 36 different studies among people who suffered heart attacks, the top three triggers for a heart attack were number one, use of cocaine, number two, eating a heavy meal, and number three, smoking pot. Okay, there are an awful lot of us who eat heavy meals. But you can kind of easily control using cocaine, I would hope, and using marijuana. Of 28 of 33 systemically related studies, they link marijuana use to an increased risk of what are called acute coronary syndromes, a reduction of blood flow to the heart that can cause crushing chest pain, shortness of breath, or a heart attack. It goes on. The point, it seems to me, is clear. Be careful. It's not harmless and it's not healthy. Okay, there's another story, speaking about things that are unhealthy, about San Francisco, which is not healthy itself, but there's a terrific column by Heather Knight. She writes at the San Francisco Medical Examiner's Office, the bodies just keep coming, roughly two every day. What bodies? Each one requires yet another autopsy and yet another call to a devastated family with the same terrible message. Your loved one just died of a fatal fentanyl overdose. That puts San Francisco on track to lose more than 700 people to drugs in 2020, or nearly two every day. That's a shocking rise from 441 who died of drug overdoses in 2019. And it's three times as much as those who died the year before that. Fentanyl, an incredibly dangerous and potent drug, is driving the rise in deaths. Of the 468 people who died of overdoses, three-fourths had fentanyl in their systems. And 28% of those people are homeless. Homeless. COVID-19, another health epidemic that has killed far fewer San Franciscans than fentanyl this year. As of Saturday, the tally of dead people from COVID-19 was 123. And again, you're talking about over 400 dead of fentanyl. It's time for a full-fledged, multi-pronged, creative response. Actually, would have been time for that a while ago. And again, this is one of those issues that candidates need to address. Because unlike a lot of the stuff that people talk about in politics, this involves people's lives. And keeping fentanyl off the streets, keeping people away from what could be life-threatening marijuana, is that a legitimate goal for society? Of course it is, it seems to me. 1-800-955-1776.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending the final days of the campaign in Delaware, the former vice president delivering remarks. Meanwhile, President Trump with two rallies in Arizona, one in Bullhead City, the other in Goodyear, a suburb of Phoenix. top executives of Twitter, Facebook, and Google testified on social media protections and censorship issues before a Senate committee on Wednesday. Things getting a bit heated when Senator Ted Cruz got his chance to question Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And I wanted to remind anybody who's interested that right after this show at 3:30 today Pacific time, that's 6:30 Eastern time, wherever you are, you have an opportunity completely free, no charge at all, to participate in a free interactive webinar on the subject, is marriage the best model for raising healthy adults? My wife, Dr. Diane Medved, is going to be helping to lead that conversation together with other experts on marriage and family. And you can find out about it. Go to our website at michaelmedved.com, and you can click on the banner. I think it's under Diane on Marriage. That's this afternoon, completely free, half hour after the end of this show. There's a great deal of controversy about aspects of Twitter, of course. And I do want to say that there are some people who believe they should make no attempt to restrain anything. And if they do make attempts to restrain certain things, they should be very careful not to restrain from one side and then to restrain only from the other side. In other words, part of the objection and part of the indignation you heard from Republican senators today in the hearings with Jack Dorsey and then Mark Zuckerberg, the indignation was about the fact that Twitter appears to have double standards for conservatives and for people on the left. And the alternative to that, of course, is to let everything fly. And I'm not sure that's a business model they want to follow or really can. But he was asked specifically about why it is that, unlike Facebook and unlike other titans of big tech, Twitter has allowed Holocaust denial. Those crackpots who believe there really wasn't a Nazi attempt to eradicate the Jewish people. Of course, part of the difficulty with that is that there are so many thousands, literally thousands, tens of thousands, of Nazi concentration camp guards and high-ranking people, all of whom admitted it and have described it. But Jack Dorsey said this this afternoon on the subject of Holocaust denial. Listen.
We don't have a policy against misinformation. We have a policy against misinformation in three categories, which are manipulated media, public health, specifically COVID, and civic integrity, election interference, and voter suppression. That is all we have policy on for misleading information. We do not have policy or enforcement for any other types of misleading information that you're mentioning.
So somebody denying the murder of millions of people or instigating violence against a country as a head of state is not categorically falling in any of those three misinformation or other categories Twitter has?
Not misinformation, but we do have other policies around incitement to violence, which may, some of the tweets that you mentioned or the examples that you're mentioning may fall afoul of. But for misleading information, we're focused on those three categories only.
So somebody denies the Holocaust has happened is not misinformation?
It's misleading information, but we don't have a policy against that type of misleading information.
Millions of people died.
Okay, again, the difficulty here is Holocaust denial is also an incitement to violence. Because if you look at people who have been engaged in these attacks on Jewish synagogues, and there has been a definite upsurge of such attacks, Jewish markets, places of worship, terror attacks, many of those people are incited by the stupidity of Holocaust denial. And this also brings up, I'm not sure on what basis they try to stay away from QAnon, and I know that all the big social media companies have been trying to stay away from QAnon, and they should. And QAnon is despicable not because it provokes violence against some people, it does, but mostly because it ruins the lives, it ruins the minds of people who obsess with this stuff. I mean, think what it means. Would you, because again, I have no problem with friendships with people who disagree with me politically, people who disagree with me religiously, people who disagree with me that it was a good thing that the Dodgers won their first world championship since 1988. That was a nice thing. Okay, but in terms of QAnon, think about it. Could you be friends with somebody who really believes there is a massive world conspiracy which only Trump is strong enough to battle, to world conspiracy to traffic children and sexually exploit them before drinking their blood and murdering them all? And that this conspiracy reaches up to the highest levels of our government and of international finance. It's madness. I'll tell you something that isn't madness is, and actually is a very positive development, it seems to me. Headline in the Wall Street Journal says Trump alters tone on immigration. And Sabrina Siddiqui reports, 4 years ago, then-candidate Donald Trump rode to the Republican nomination and then the White House on a platform centered on curbing illegal immigration and building a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border, and, you can add, getting Mexico to pay for that wall. But in 2020, Mr. Trump has placed far less emphasis on the issue that dominated both his rise in politics and much of his first term as president. A Wall Street Journal review found that immigration was the fourth most mentioned issue in Mr. Trump's campaign 4 years ago in his TV ads. But it has barely cracked the top 10 this cycle, according to data from the political ad tracker, Kantar CMAG. The Trump campaign has instead focused on violence that has erupted at some protests around the country, jobs, government spending, and China. Now, why is that? The Trump campaign has made it evident at Trump's rallies also, they're only glancing references to immigration. He did say yesterday that the press doesn't talk about the wall anymore because it's all built. That's what he said actually in Ohio on Saturday. Very soon it's going to be completed. And then the Wall Street Journal goes on to point out that the Trump administration has built about 370 miles of his preferred style of border fencing, almost entirely replacing an existing set of barriers on the border installed by prior administrations. The president has set a goal to build 450 miles by year's end, which is about one-fourth of the total border. Look, I think one of the things that is very positive about this is we were talking before about polls that show a real surge, and it's real, of Latino support for President Trump. Partially that's because it's different Latinos. It's people from Venezuela and Nicaragua who hate communism and hate the left, and people from Cuba, of course, who feel that way. But it's also because he has been less consumed with this issue of immigration. And I think that shift in emphasis probably helps the president. We will be right back with a case in Renton, Washington, that raises some real questions about what happens in America over the next, I would say, 2-3 weeks. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVet Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVet's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
That on this radio show, I try as much as I possibly can to emphasize the bright side, to look on positives about our country. I do believe our country enjoys special blessings and special protections. So I wrote 2 books about it. But there's some bad news that we have to confront. some of it's very immediate. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages went down almost 1,000 points today. It was a terrible day on the market. And it's coming out right before we're supposed to be getting encouraging numbers about the third quarter. The gross domestic product, the American economy has still not recovered. And God willing, it will quickly. But from this very sharp downturn from a pandemic. And I also have to tell you, even though nobody wants to hear it, we are not wrapping up, turning the corner, putting an end to the virus. If you just look up the statistics, which are not fraudulent, they are statistics from our health authorities. The last week, do you know how many new coronavirus cases there were? 497,000. That's in 1 week. It's a 500,000. It averages just over 71,000 every day. And yesterday, the road to a vaccine suddenly looked much longer because Pfizer said it would not be ready to release data that might show whether its experimental two-dose drug was effective or not. Dr. Albert Bourla, the chief executive of Pfizer, asked for patience. "I know how much the stress levels are growing," he said. He's got that right. "I know how much the vaccine is needed." He also resisted the idea that politics was driving the timeline, saying that this is not a Republican vaccine or a Democratic vaccine. No, obviously, it's a life-saving and a nation-saving vaccine when we finally get it. And then there's this. From Massachusetts to Minnesota, and a nation that is tiring of a resurgent virus, the trends remain troubling. This is the New York Times reporting. Dr. Deborah L. Birx, the White House coronavirus coordinator, and yes, she's still there. She's still working for President Trump. Did not like what she saw in Bismarck, North Dakota, the capital of the state that leads the nation in cases per 100,000 residents. News reports said she called Bismarck's coronavirus precautions the worst she had seen anywhere in the U.S. She said it was deeply unfortunate that there were so few face coverings and little social distancing. Quote, over the last 24 hours, as we were here and we were in your grocery stores and in your restaurants, and frankly, even in your hotels, this is the least use of masks that we have seen in retail establishments of any place we have been. That's, she said, after meeting with local, state, and tribal leaders. Governor Doug Bergen said he and Dr. Birx have been in complete agreement since the beginning of this. But Mr. Bergen, as a Republican, of course, in North Dakota, has resisted a statewide mask mandate, saying people should wear masks out of a personal sense of responsibility and concern for others. We'll see, and I wish a speedy recovery to the state of North Dakota and everybody living in that state. And speaking of a speedy recovery, this headline in the Seattle Times, Renton man arrested for allegedly aiming gun at artist, defacing mural. A 49-year-old Renton man is being held on investigation of felony harassment and malicious mischief for allegedly pointing a gun at an artist hired to paint a mural in Renton's Cascade neighborhood and defacing the mural, spelling out the word Trump with red spray paint, according to King County prosecutors. The man, 49 years old, who lives with his mother about 2 miles from the mural location, was arrested at his residence on Wednesday and booked. He made his first court appearance last week. A judge set his bail at $150,000. Renton Police Commander Dave Liebman said that that the city had earlier this year commissioned this mural, which is aimed at building community identity for the Cascade and Benson Hill neighborhoods, which are diverse. The suspect arrested appeared to believe the mural is related to Black Lives Matter movement, since he is alleged to have yelled while he pointed his gun, "All Lives Matter," on at least 2 occasions while driving by the location. It turns out that he had also gone to a tribal casino and seen some cars that had Biden-Harris bumper stickers, and he used the same can of red spray paint to spray Trump on those cars. Look, I hope that this guy gets better, and it's easy to feel sorry for him. Apparently he has many guns, and again, lives at home with his mom. He's clearly very concerned about our country, right? But you can't just spray paint people's cars. You can't spray paint a mural that is being officially painted and threaten the artist who's been employed by the city. We really, as a country, just need to calm down, because the craziness, one hopes, is going to begin to dissipate a little bit, or at least reduce, or at least we can talk to each other with this election going forward. That it seems to me, I found the whole story so intensely depressing, because it suggests in this same area where I'm proud to live, they averted a riot through brilliant police work in Bellevue over the weekend. They did so because they saw that organizers, protesters, were planning to take their message to Bellevue, and they allowed the protesters to march. They were just surrounded by police officers. So even though they expected some vandalism and looting and destruction, there was none. It can be done. We can do better. And maybe you can do better by taking a break, going back to Britain in the 1930s in a glamorous remake of a very famous movie that's available on Netflix. Check it out.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
After a whirlwind Riviera romance in the glamorous 1920s, a young bride comes home to her husband's lavish estate to find it haunted by memories of his much-mourned late wife. Her name was Rebecca, and the latest film version is now available on Netflix.
This is all very new to me. I have no secrets from you.
All marriages have their secrets.
That's the badly miscast Armie Hammer, and his fumbling performance is a major flaw in this new take on a classic novel from 1938 and a Best Picture Alfred Hitchcock production of 1940. Lily James and Kristin Scott Thomas are much better in a great-looking film where the pokey pacing begins to pick up as dark secrets are finally revealed. Rated PG-13 for some sex scenes and references to violence. 2 stars for the new Netflix Rebecca.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And for people who are interested in this story, which is a spellbinding story in a great novel from 1938 by Daphne du Maurier, there is an alternative, which is the Alfred Hitchcock Oscar-winning Best Picture version of Rebecca. We'll be talking about that later. That's from 1940, and it's also widely available. Widely available? Tomorrow will be new polls, the results of a new rally. We had been waiting for it to go to it live with President Trump speaking again in Arizona, a crucial swing state. One of the fascinating polls that we'll talk about tomorrow is a summary and an average of a whole bunch of different polls that show an almost unbelievably small number of undecided voters. Only 3% of us say they don't know who they're going to be backing in the presidential contest. So when they're pressed and they say, who do you lean toward? The front runner is not Biden, and it's not Trump. Who is the front runner for the undecideds? We will tell you the amazing news next time. We'll also take a look at a new Emerson poll that shows who Americans expect to win this contest that's coming up. And how is it a majority of people think we ought to abolish the one institution that we're all working to use to select a president? That would be the Electoral College. We'll get to that and more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.